are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Join the notorious VAC as he broadcasts live on Friday, October the 18th at Discount Drug Mart in North Royalton. He'll be joined by Cleveland Browns alumni and Chops. Discount Drug Mart is located at 5500 Wallings Road, North Royalton, Ohio, 44133.
And you'll be here.
I'll be here.
We'll be here. It'll be our show.
It will be.
Yeah.
But if they want to rub elbows with greatness,
you know,
they got to go to the Discount Drug Mart.
The top dog's going to be there, Hanford Dixon.
Really?
We'll have him on the show. Give him my regards. No, you can do it yourself.
He's going to be on the show. I will give him my regards.
And we'll talk with Hanford. We'll get a lot of thoughts from Hanford. We'll have him on for a couple of seconds.
Famous for his stint as Dixonis in that old video of the Cleveland Browns.
That's right. Call. I'm not even saying anything about that. 216-578-0850 is the number. A lot of people got a full bank of calls. Let us go to Ted in New Franklin. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Notorious, Ziggy, Bacon.
How you doing?
I'm loving life. Thank you, sir. Hey, out of curiosity, why not call Minnesota and offer a fourth rounder, maybe even a third rounder for Matt Cassel?
Think of that.
Matt Cassel, remind you of this. Matt Cassel was the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs last year before he lost his job to Brady Quinn. The Chiefs now have Alex Smith there and are undefeated this year. I don't think Matt Cassel is the answer. You're looking at a Band-Aid solution, right? Yeah. Because it's all... I know people are clearly sick of Brandon Whedon, and you'd like to have better quarterback play than you're getting right now. But this is all, in many respects, as it relates to the quarterback position, about 2014 and who will be drafted by this team come next May. And they don't want to give up picks. They want to acquire picks for that draft. They're not really going to give up picks for Matt Cassel, who has 0% chance of starting for this team in 2014.
I would say this. If they went to that is a possibility. I'm not saying that specific move. But what's possible is when you look longer term this season at how this quarterback thing could play out, and if it plays out the way, and I'm not sure by any means that Brandon Whedon can do enough to keep himself in that position that he wouldn't force the hand of this coaching staff and be benched. And if that happens, number one, he's done. But number two, even going to, say, Jason Campbell and then finding out that you've got to, you know, find another veteran quarterback along the way, to call it a Band-Aid solution would be an overstatement. I mean, that's really even less than a Band-Aid. It's like a Band-Aid that doesn't stick real well to you. And I'm not sure it makes sense for this team to think about that. When you're doing that, you're the same problems that have led to what you've got now with Whedon, I think, would continue. And yeah, I'm no big fan of Matt Cassel. Know him, followed him. He excelled once in that system in New England. Not much with Kansas City, and I don't think there's. And they got Josh Freeman in Minnesota. That's how much
the
they
only
him,
guys
obviously.
That I would even think about trading for that would be potentially available would be maybe Kirk Cousins or Ryan Mallett, because then you're saying this guy could be the quarterback of my team for the future. But I still believe that's a different deal. That would be something that could be feasible, but I think they're going to draft their quarterback.
You'd have to really love him. You'd have to believe your plan. In other words, your quarterback plan is one of two things. It's not both. It's the drafting of that guy first round in 2014, or it's that guy. It's Kirk Cousins, and then you say, hey, we're building everything. We know he's our guy. I don't know. I don't get any sense in this building that there's that kind of love affair with Cousins to make that kind of deal. Because if you had your quarterback desperate, you'd have to pay the Redskins a pretty hefty amount for a very unproven guy.
Right. Ryan Mallett, I know Michael Lombardi's been quoted as liking in the past, but I don't think.
But that's not and that's not a future builder. That's a guy on your roster. I think. I don't think you're building around Ryan Mallett anywhere. Tony in Dover is with us now. Hey, Tom.
Well, fellas,
what's going on?
Hey, I just want to say, you know, I'm not willing to throw in the towel on Whedon yet, but I will say this.
How dare you, Whedon apologist?
I'm just kidding. I'm just saying, okay, if we look at last year's game, for instance, if we want any chance against Green Bay, you can't have the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. High Performance.
Meaning, correct.
No,
you know, four
and
quarters.
And in the fourth quarter, you know, I've been watching football and playing it a long time. You just got to take the sack there. Don't try to be a hero.
Correct.
Take the sack and live another play. You know, they had two timeouts left. You know, and I think he's got, you know, his arm isn't a problem. It's just his bonehead mental mistakes down the stretch sometimes. And I just think, you know, if he gets rid of the ball faster, you know, I like Cleveland's chance this weekend. I really do.
Yes, I agree with you, and he's got to play four quarters. That's the thing. It is a complete, you know, game. That's what he's got to do. He's got to be – all he has to do, really, with the way that this defense plays, and I know that the defense will start getting better on third downs. I have every bit of confidence in that. Getting Jabal Sheard is going to help. He doesn't need to do anything spectacular. He doesn't have to be Tom Brady for this team to win. What he's got to do is take care of the football, hit a couple of big throws like he did against the Buffalo Bills, and that's all he's got to do. That's what you're looking for. Brandon Whedon, if you're looking at him to turn into Matthew Stafford or Aaron Rodgers, that's not going to happen. But this team can still win with him at quarterback, provided that he takes care of the football. And for the people who were, you know, Brian Hoyer, let's not forget, Brian Hoyer threw three interceptions in that game against Minnesota, yet they were able to overcome because he made big plays in key moments.
Right.
They overcame some, you know, typically three interceptions is going to be a crippler. All they have to do with Brandon Whedon is he's got to take care of the ball, eliminate those mistakes, and do what he did against Buffalo. They won that game. Brandon Whedon, they won that football game on Thursday night with Brandon Whedon as their quarterback.
Yeah.
He stepped on the field down 7-0.
And at Minnesota, yes, Hoyer amazingly overcomes three interceptions, but he amazingly overcame three interceptions. You don't normally overcome
right.
three interceptions, and to presume that Whedon would have also done the same thing, that script would have been the same script, is silly and dumb. I mean,
right.
you don't know how that would have played out.
No clue.
The part I would say is static is how the defense played, mainly, and how others made plays. Those are the things that if you can couple that with, as you put it, just that solid performance, it doesn't have to be over the top, and no boneheaded interceptions. And, now we've got the idea that he's doing this every game, the underhanded side flip stupid throw, which I don't think
right.
He doesn't do that every play. We see, hopefully you see that once a millennium or once a whatever, you know, you don't see that again. But he did that in this last game. But as far as a lot of folks are concerned who are irrational, he's doing that every game. He does that
right.
all the time. That's
right.
That's one out of three pass. I mean, every third pass, he'll do that. Anyway, Gerard Cherry is going to come up with us next. We want to hear from Gerard, get his analysis on all things Browns. That is next on CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.